Tim, how good is it to be an LA Kings fan right now?
It's very good.
What do you think Larry David would say?
pretty good.
Pretty good. He wouldn't say that because he's a Rangers fan in real life. But if you are an LA Kings fan right now, or even if you're just a LA, Southern California sports fan, you should take notice of these guys, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they're shaping up to be quite a special team, I think.
Special. So they are 41, 20, and 10 for 92 points, coming off their 8-2 thrashing of the Calgary Wranglers. No, actually, it was the Flames, but they played a bit like their AHL counterparts. Actually, the Wranglers might have given the Kings a better game than the Flames did last night. Yeesh. Yeah,
the Kings took the life out of them pretty quick.
There were reports that people saw Daryl Sutter on his tractor on the 110 freeway.
I believe it.
Just after the third period. He was just heading right back up to Alberta.
He's going to get on the 5 and make his way up there.
I mean, wow. Grundstrom with 2 goals. Kempe with 2. Is he trying to hit 40 goals? Is he going to drop 40 on us?
I think so, yes.
Is there enough time left? There's enough games left.
Yeah.
Especially if you're potting 2 a night. Yeah, I mean, and I was a little worried about this game just because the Flames are just holding on, trying to hold on to some semblance of maybe making a run, you know, maybe holding on, maybe getting a wild card spot.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot more competitive. I thought they were going to come out, you know, the Flames would come out a little riled up, but nah, the Kings took the sails out of them pretty quick.
The only bummer about that game is Gabe Vilardi just going hard into the boards.
Yeah, that really sucked.
Coming out. Hopefully, I haven't seen any info about that, but hopefully he is not going to be out long term because just personally for him, he's having such an awesome season. He's finally kind of doing everything that that kid was supposed to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
that was kind of, it was scary to see. After, at first I thought like, oh man, he looked really hurt. It was cool to see he got up on his own, no problem. But yeah, that was lame.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell if he, you know, if his back hit first or if his head hit first or.
Looked like his back, I think.
And that's kind of been his problem over the years, back problems. Now, the only bummer for all the Kings fans that are super soaked on this team is they have to wait till Saturday for these guys to play.
Yeah.
Which is going to feel, feels like an eternity already.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody hoping to get some help from the Canucks? Well, they're losing to Vegas so far 4-2. And speaking of the Canucks, sure. Came in on Saturday, a game that you and I attended.
Yes.
And going back to March of 2016, the LA Kings have a record of 6-11-4 against the Canucks.
Ouch.
Yikes. So, as true to form, the Kings pretty much dominated that game and managed to lose in a shootout.
Yep.
That's peak Canuck Kings hockey right there.
Exactly. That's like, I kind of had a feeling that's what was going to happen.
Yeah, the only other team that sometimes can do that to the Kings is Arizona.
I was going to say, yes, exactly. And we've witnessed that in person as well.
Maybe it's on us. We need to stop going.
Yeah, maybe if we see. Yeah.
We just take all the goal scoring mojo out of the Kings.
Boy.
And waste a 40 shot effort.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, you get a point out of it, and they haven't lost in regulation since they lost 5-2 to the Rangers back in the end of February.
Wow.
So once again, another strong stat for this team that, I don't know, I just, and we were talking about it the other day, I just, when you look at the way they were in November and the way they are now, it's just kind of, it just looks like two different seasons.
Yeah, looks like a completely different team.
Well, they just couldn't get out of their own way. And even if they were ahead, they would somehow, you know, manage to choke away their leads. And the goaltending was just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, yeah, I just kind of feel like I just kind of expect them to win like every game now.
Me too.
Which I guess is just a little unrealistic. But, you know, when you look at the team they have, it's like, I mean, everything's there to win every night. So it's almost like you wish the playoffs would start next week.
I know that I'm getting a little antsy for it, but I'm just like, it's like, bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone's worried about, you know, Edmonton, I guess, and they did beat the Kings last year in 7, but this team's a lot stronger than those guys from last year.
Definitely.
And, you know, if they can kind of, you know, minimize the damage that Connor McDavid and Draisaitl can do, you know, they can beat them.
For sure.
And they're not going to have, hopefully, they're not going to have any of the wobbly goaltending.
No, I don't think so.
And, you know, Doughty's playing, you know, knock on wood, they'll get healthy. They'll have Jersey back.
Yeah, good Jersey
back. And at full strength, I mean, I think they're going to be able to give anybody in the West all they can handle.
Yeah, I don't think there's any team they couldn't beat in a 7-game series in the West.
You know, and that's kind of the thing that we were just kind of begging for. Fears like, oh, man, if only the Kings could score.
I know.
If only the Kings even had a halfway decent power play. Well, we've got what we wish for because they can score all four lines.
Yeah.
And the power play is, it's more than decent. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like top 5, top 10 power play.
It's been a long time since you could say that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and I think, you know, the Kings record, single season record for points, I think is 105 points. I'm wondering, can these guys break that?
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
I mean, they need 14 more points. So, you know, either 7 regulation or overtime wins would do that.
And how many games are left? 15?
Let's see here. Going to look at this. So let's see, March. So they play on Saturday, so that's 1. Sunday, so back-to-back, Saturday, Sunday, 2 games. 3, it's Calgary. 4, against the Oilers on Thursday, 30th. So then 5, Seattle on April 1st. Vancouver again, April 2nd, so that's 6 games. Oilers again, so that's 7. April 6th, Vegas, that's 8. They played a Colorado on the 8th of April, so that's 9. Play Vancouver again on Monday, April 10th, so that's 10. Then they close it out with the Ducks on April 13th. So that's 11 more games. So, I mean, it'd be tough. I mean, they'd have to be hot, you know, to get 14 points over 11 games. But, you know, doable.
That'd be so awesome.
Just, you know, I think sometimes in late March, April, the games sometimes get a little tougher to close out because there are teams that are trying to stave off actually being mathematically eliminated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they sometimes pull out, you know, the game of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Just not to be eliminated on that particular night. But, you know, whether they, you know, break the record or not, I think they're going to clear 100 points for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already, you know, a great season. So, should we get into some details about how we ended up at that Vancouver game on Saturday?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Well, I received a message from Aaron Cooney from the Kings PR explaining that they were inviting a group of digital influencers to see the game. So that was kind of mind-blowing to get that. And then to receive the itinerary and to realize that, you know, you're going to be able to go to the morning skate, go into the King's offices. There was one particular cool guy that came to talk to us. He's kind of known for wearing flashy suits on air. Who's that guy?
Daryl Evans,
right? Mm-hmm. A guy who... I want to say maybe scored the most important playoff goal in Kings history.
It's definitely up there.
Against the Oilers. And the reason why is that, you know, the Oilers are such huge favorites in that series, you know? Just a team that was just rotten with future Hall of Famers. And he scored the Miracle on Manchester goal. So to have him come and talk to us... What did you take away from that?
That was awesome. It was a surreal experience. I don't know. It was just really cool. And the stories he was telling were hilarious. And it was everything I wanted it to be. It was really cool.
Yeah, so, you know, in addition to, you know, that morning session, we got, you know, we had credentials to go to the game, to go up into the press box, to go into the media room, you know, for the pregame meal and everything. And, you know, just kind of seeing, you know, Nick Nixon, Radio Hall of Famer, walk by, you know, somebody that, you know, I listened to as a kid on the radio, you know, for years. And, you know, just seeing, you know, Stoll and Carlin Baith and Faust in there and mm-hmm. and just the fact that everybody was so generous with their time, you know,
mm-hmm.
like Zach Dooley came to talk to us, Jesse Cohen
mm-hmm.
from All the Kings Men podcast. And, you know, the King, you know, they didn't have to do that, you know, so I think that speaks a lot to the organization, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely felt welcome, felt, you know, appreciated. It was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, a great experience and hopefully something we can maybe do again at some time.
That'd be awesome.
But just kind of the icing on the cake to this already, you know, this great season that the Kings are providing us. And then, you know, we asked, you know, Daryl Evans how he got into broadcasting.
Yeah, that was an awesome story.
He told us about how he somehow ended up a player coach for an ice hockey team in Northern England, hockey hotbed. So you just kind of picturing guys like skating around, smoking, maybe throwing darts while they're playing hockey. And the owner of that team telling Daryl Evans, who's the player coach, hey, you know what? We just spent a lot of money redoing some of the seats in this arena, so we need to win Saturday. And then Daryl Evans says, hey, well, okay, who are we playing? And the guy's saying, I don't know, something like Dynamo, something, Russia or Moscow. And then Daryl Evans realizes that they're bringing in like a super team from Russia. And he says, we have no chance against these guys. And so the owner says, what? I don't like your attitude. So after losing that game 23-1, he said, mm-hmm. which, I suppose they should be happy they scored one.
Yeah.
Even though I think he said that they took their first line off the ice, like after the first period, and they never came out again or something, but.
Exactly.
So that brought him back to the United States, and he started getting into the car business and eventually ended up doing play-by-play for the Kings. And the rest is history.
Yes, exactly.
So what, you know, one of the things to think about, I mean, you know, we're talking about, we're so amped for the playoffs already, but if the playoffs were starting tomorrow, who would you put in goal?
I would go with Copley.
Really? Mm-hmm. And then, and then based on how he played, just keep going with him?
Yeah, I would ride with him. He's just been so good, and, you know, I just think he's the hotter goalie, and I would just ride with him. That's my gut instinct. That's what my gut tells me if I had to make it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, he's definitely earned it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just winning, you know, he's just winning games. And his save percentage is coming up. You know, I think there were some times where maybe, you know, he was winning, but he wasn't really doing anything too special, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, he was kind of around 890 save percentage, you know, and mm-hmm. would sometimes get a win just because the Kings were giving him run support, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
But I think lately he's been maybe making some saves that maybe he didn't early on. So mm-hmm. yeah, so I think with him and Korpisalo, I mean, they just, you know, bringing Korpisalo in, it's just immediately that tandem statistically is just so much better than with Quick and Peterson.
Yeah, they
there's just no comparison.
Yeah, there isn't.
Yeah, so Copley, yeah, I mean, that would be, and
what is his record? I mean, his record's crazy, isn't it?
I think he's like, because he was at 21 wins, and I think he's at 22 now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get that right. If I can find that, because let's see. Yeah, because I think it was 21-4. Yeah, I'm not finding it exactly, but I think he's, you know, 22-4, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe 22-4-1 or something. So I mean, yeah, just outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already, somebody tweeted out today a list of Kings all-time goalie wins, and he's already passed Rob Stauber and Jack Campbell.
Yeah.
You know, in wins. So yeah, I mean, he's just kind of moving up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I think, and then you know, some, it, you know, you've seen teams in the playoffs where, you know, if they sometimes will make a change, you know, in a series, if a goalie starts to struggle. And I guess it's good to know that the Kings have an option, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if for some reason Copley, you know, struggles or something, you know, you can put Corpusalo in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he can give you a chance to win for sure.
Is that who you'd go with?
No, I mean, I think, I guess if you're just kind of, if you keep running this kind of tandem, which they've been doing, you know,
mm-hmm.
every other game. And if Copley just keeps winning and his save percentage is like, you know, what it is, I don't see why you wouldn't go with him, you know, in game one of the series. And then, you know, I guess if, I don't know, he gets lit up in two games, then maybe you have to think, okay, you might have to make a change here. But obviously, a lot of hockey still left to be played.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see the Kings maybe overtaking Vegas to win the division, or does it even really matter to win it?
I don't think it matters that much, but I don't, you know, if Vegas falls off, maybe the Kings can win the division, but I don't know. They've been so steady like the whole season. I don't know if that's going to happen.
But I mean, you know, whoever wins the Pacific is going to have probably home ice throughout the whole playoffs, you know, in the West until the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and the Kings, they've been a really good home team.
So good.
That's another thing that they kind of flipped the switch on from last year. Is that, you know, they were almost better on the road. And they would sometimes, because there were a couple of two-week periods where the Kings would go on a road trip that looked really tough. And then actually end up having a really good road trip.
Yeah,
and then come back home for a stretch and think, okay, now they're really going to be able to put some points together. And then they would just have a real so-so borderline terrible homestand. And they kind of be back at square one. And so this team, they're not really doing that. They're kind of handling their business on home ice. So that's the final now. So Vegas beat the Canucks 4-3. So they're going to be at 94 points with 71 games played. So, yeah, I don't know. Obviously, that April 6th game is going to be a huge game because it's a four-point game, you know. That'll probably go a long way in deciding, you know, who's going to end up winning the Pacific.
Yeah. And if quick in that, what a crazy story.
Yeah. It's so Quick was in net tonight, so he, you know, he got another win. Starting to piss me off over here, people.
I guess he just wanted to go to Vegas after all.
It's great. you know, Edmonton's at 80. Let's see, they're at 88 points. I mean, they, you know, they're still within, you know, they could still overtake the Kings if they get hot and the Kings stumble. The Kings would end up being third. That's probably not an optimal thing. I think the Kings would be better off starting that series at home,
mm-hmm.
where they could have a legit chance of maybe jumping up and getting on them 2-0 before it even goes back to Edmonton.
Yeah.
I think that would be important. But it's just right now, it's just something to be enjoyed right now, just to watch this team and it's a fun team to watch.
Yeah, they are.
You know, when you think some of the teams of the past that were just, they had so much trouble scoring, that it was just such a frustrating endeavor to watch these guys. Mm-hmm. Even though we did.
Yeah, even last season too, even though there was improvement, there's still some games that just, you know, they struggled to score and it's so boring. But you know.
Well, they finally, and I think that's what Todd McClellan was talking about finding their identity, in the sense mm-hmm. that, okay, we can score, but we also need to take care of the defensive side of the puck, you know?
And they're like, no, we're not going to
do that. And they had a few experiments with that, like losing 9-8 to Seattle. But then now that actually it has come to fruition, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
I mean look at that game against Vancouver. I think after two, I don't even think the Canucks had double digits shots on goal. No, after two periods. I think at some point the Kings had like I don't remember, but it was so lopsided. So they're kind of getting back to that thing that they had last year where they were holding teams to, you know, not a lot of shots, blocking a lot of shots. And I guess part of it, you know, is having the puck a lot. You know, when you have the puck, the other guys can't shoot at your net. So that also helps keep shots on goal down. But, yeah, this is a great time to be a Kings fan. And I think... They're the best team in Southern California right now. Think about it. They're better than the Lakers. They're better than the Clippers. Baseball hasn't started yet, but I'm just going to say they're better than the Angels already. So if you're sleeping on the Kings, it's time to check these guys out because they're playing some great hockey. And they're making the Kingdom very proud.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I grunched him. I don't want to see him draft ever again.
Isn't it funny? I guess part of it is just the fact that the Kings are so deep, you know?
Hey, yeah.
But all that guy does, he takes advantage of, you know, any playing time he gets.
Mm-hmm.
And he just knows how to score goals. His shooting percentage, you know, is really high. And I love how he just takes the puck right to the net, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, and he actually had, you know, he has a good shot and he has good hands and tight, you know, so he's not just like some kind of energy guy that can take the puck to the net, but doesn't have a chance to actually score. I mean, he can, he takes the puck to dangerous areas and he has a dangerous shot, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I would, and he, you know, and he came up big last year in the playoffs too.
Yeah. He was awesome.
So he kind of, yeah, he's kind of like an X factor. It's like, is he going to be in? And if he's in, you know, who's out? But yeah, I mean, he's, you know, I like watching when he's, you know, when he's on his game, you know, he's being physical and he's making plays, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he seems to surprise people, you know, with his footwork and, you know, like that goal he scored the other night where he just took that puck off the boards. I think that that opposing player just thought he was going to just kind of chip it up the boards. And he just was like, nope. And just turned back and went right to the net.
Mm-hmm.
And just like roofed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was. Yeah, I guess it's just an embarrassment of riches, you know.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
And for him to have 10 goals with, you know, such little ice time, it's like, man. I don't think it's a fluke because, you know, when he got some ice time last year, he would do similar stuff.
Yeah, he'd do the same thing.
So I'm not exactly sure how he just kind of ends up scratched, I guess.
Me either. It's like, you know, they'll bring in Dad and, you know.
Yeah, I think for a while he was kind of on the outs and they were trying to get Anderson Dolan in there. And he would sometimes have a pretty good game too. But I don't think he has the juice that Grenstrom has.
I don't think so.
He's got jam. He's just got jam, that dude. Well, go Kings go.
Go Kings go.